morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission continues to invest wheat checkoff dollars into research conducted by the OSU Wheat Improvement Team to help Oklahoma farmers produce a high-quality wheat that will satisfy the end user. Casey Shumrow with the U.S. Wheat Associates out of South America says that's vital to U.S. and Oklahoma wheat being competitive in the global market.
And quality is everything because, you know, protein is a really easy way to segregate wheat, but that doesn't necessarily predict how it's going to perform in the mill or in the bakery. And at the end of the day, that's who's using this wheat. And if it's not performing for the customers of our customers, they're going to be discouraged to buy from us.
Casey Shumrow, one of the marketing professionals around the world representing Oklahoma and U.S. wheat producers with U.S. Wheat Associates. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
During American Farmers and Ranchers Rural to Urban Outreach Reception, held in conjunction with the Tulsa Farm Show this year, I had the opportunity to catch up with AFR's Director of Legislative Affairs, Steve Thompson. We talked about probably the biggest hot-button issue in Oklahoma politics right now, the upcoming special session. After a year of frustration waiting for progress to be made on the state's budget crisis, Thompson says he really hasn't much confidence that we'll see any more than we have already this year.
That's right, Carson. Special session part two is scheduled now. The first special session lasted two full months and accomplished very little. We'll be there to see where they go, but right now there's just very little optimism in that building, and we aren't sure what, if anything, they will do before the end of the year. We're kind of waiting with bated breath to see what they're going to do to address the revenue problems we have.
Oklahoma's incoming House Minority Caucus Leader Stephen Copeland of Beggs, Oklahoma, seemed to share Thompson's sentiments, insisting that he will be just as surprised to see what comes of the special session as those of us watching on the sidelines.
All I can tell you about the special session is it starts the 18th, so whatever happens will be as much a surprise to me as it is you.
According to Thompson, it is more likely that our legislators will tackle these major issues during the regular session in 2018.
History has shown that those big decisions are not going to be solved in an emergency session. Things are going to have to be addressed in February and March, and some hard decisions will have to be made there that can't be put off any longer.
As our lawmakers work to solve this budget crisis and other issues facing the state, Copeland says it's more important than ever to foster cooperation among our rural and urban communities.
We're seeing more and more urban legislators elected and less rural legislators, so we're not really a rural legislature anymore. I think last year was the first time in the history of the state that we had more urban legislators than rural legislators. So it's extremely important that we keep in touch with our urban counterparts and explain to them what problems and issues that we face out in rural Oklahoma.
Thompson echoed those comments, stressing the importance of making sure Ag's voice is heard as progress is being made.
We strive to have an open line of communication with the folks here in Tulsa. Ag is a huge part of the economy here, but yet as you look around to most of the legislative delegation, you don't see a whole lot of folks here in Tulsa that have much Ag experience. And so we have to continue to try to reach across to them, help them understand what we do, because they truly do want to know. And we, as soon as we quit trying to communicate with them, we're beat. But as long as we keep working on that, I think things are going to look up for us in the future in agriculture in Oklahoma.
You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.